What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
2027, 2028. That's 3.5 years. Neil Huntington and Clint Hurdle got paid to go away. It was time with both of those guys, even though they did great things here. That's actually one of the things I give Pirates ownership credit for. They paid those guys not to work. You know who doesn't do that? The Steelers. And so they blew those guys out of there with years left, but is Pirates ownership going to do that if the reporting there is accurate? 3.5 years left on the contract? Which begs a question. When did Charrington get this contract? Why are we just now hearing about it? When Shelton got a contract extension, the Pirates took great pains to not tell us how many years it was for, how much money it was worth, but we at least knew about it. You're telling me surreptitiously and secretly the Pirates have extended Ben Charrington? When did they do it? When did Bob Nutting say, yes, the work you're doing here is fantastic. It's great. Let's make you feel better. Let's make you more secure here. Let's lock you up. Was it after the second of two consecutive 76-win seasons? Was it during one of the 100-loss seasons that he brought to Pittsburgh? Depressing news everywhere on the Pirates as they've lost 6 in a row after winning 6 in a row. Where is Paul Skeens, if it really does go that way, and Paul Skeens gets traded out of here, and the best thing he ever does for the Pirates is bring them back a big trade return. If that's really his ultimate contribution to the Pirates, and they never win here and they never go to a playoff game, where would he rank among the best players across sports who never went to a playoff game? Never won diddly squat with the team they played for?
Well, if it's just never went to a playoff game, like even Mike Trout went to a playoff game, but he's never won one. He feels like the big one in baseball.
Trout has never been to an ALCS, but he's been in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, but didn't they get swept? Like, I don't even think he won a game.
Boston beat him. Yeah. Ernie Banks never went to the playoffs. People say Barry Sanders a lot for this. Barry Sanders played in an NFC Championship game.
I mean,
and they went to the playoffs a lot. They just didn't win a lot after that.
Right. I mean, the Steelers have a pretty notable one that has been to the playoffs but never won. We love bringing up that stat.
T.J. Watt. Who else? 412-928-9370. What other... This is a horrible class and category of athlete to be in. And it's still early in Paul Skeen's career, but it's also getting late with the Pirates. If you talk to Noah Hyles and others, and especially when he comes on the air and says his greatest or biggest or best contribution will be what he brings back in a trade. 412-928-9370. Donnie, what's your reaction to the Cherington story?
That one would suck, too, if it's true.
I mean, John Parato has been a national baseball writer who's covered ball in this town for 40 years.
That's why I don't want to doubt it.
Me neither.
I don't doubt John's reporting on this. I'm just really hoping that he got some bad information somewhere along the line.
Here's the column. Ben Cherington gone at season's end? Maybe not. John Parato. Many expect this is in Pittsburgh Baseball Now.
You think it had anything to do with him buying that new house?
Multiple sources inside and outside the Pirates organization have told him they believe he'll be back in 2026. Where is the line here about 2028 here? I got to find that. I'll work on that part. But that's what people were tweeting me, that John said 2028. Let's see if that's in this column or not. 412-928-9370. Another thing with Skeens that has become a reality, sadly. We've talked for weeks here about how Paul is the best pitcher in the National League, but he's 4-7. And that's going to hurt him in the Cy Young voting. Dan Zangrilli believes that the voters will not go for a guy with a losing record because it's never happened for a starting pitcher. He's on record as saying that. FanDuel finally put Zach Wheeler ahead of Skeens in the NL Cy Young race. Wheeler is 9-3. His ERA is worse than Skeens. It's 2.17. However, Wheeler has more strikeouts than Skeens, and he has a lower whip. So Wheeler has lower whip, more strikeouts, more wins. Skeens has the better ERA. And it looks like the Pirates are already doing things with Skeens to watch his innings, whereas the Phillies are going to run Zach Wheeler out there every fifth day until the wheels fall off. He's 35 years old. And so, if Skeens had a better record than Wheeler, they'd be 2-2 in the major categories. Instead, Wheeler beats him in 3 out of 4. And so, when it's this close between two guys, the way the Pirates have played for Skeens, the way they've hit for Skeens, I do think is going to hurt him. Wheeler's got a better whip, which is walks plus hits divided by innings pitched, and he's got more strikeouts, and it's 9 wins to 4. Their WAR is exactly the same, 4.8. WAR is a big predictive number when it comes to who's going to win awards now in baseball. A lot of the young voters look at that. So I've mistakenly said for a while that Skeens is going to break the mold here and make history. The odds makers don't think that way anymore. And if Skeens' record were better, he would have a much better shot at winning it. So that is where the horrible play of his teammates comes into effect. 412-928-9370. Here is Ian on the fan. Hello, Ian.
Hello, Pony.
Hey, man.
So your cruise take was great rage bait here. But I'm calling about the Cherington news. If that's the case, they're not going to pay him off as well. I mean, if they did Huntington and Hurdle that way, it's different. But that means he's going to be here for 3 years, and they're going to give him total control over this draft and probably trade away Keller. I hope that's not the case. But
well, I hope
3 years.
I hope it's not the case because I don't trust him to do it.
I agree. I don't think anybody here in the city trusts him to do it at all. But I'm going to hang up now and let you take it from there, but I just don't think it should be happening whatsoever. But it looks like if that's the case for 3 more years, they're not going to pay him off.
All right, thanks, Ian. We'll get to I might text John and see if that's, because I'm looking for it in this article and I can't find it. But sometimes people tweet me stuff and it's crap, and sometimes they tweet me stuff and it's real. Like, people tweeted me and said that Najee Harris got involved in a fireworks accident, and because it was all over Reddit, and then it ended up being true. So the internet usually shoots about 50%, better than Shaq at the free throw line on these things. But I'm scrolling through the article and I can't find that line here from John that it's through 2028. If it is, then he is not going to go anywhere if he really has an extension for that long.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
About winning here and believing you guys can win and you being happy here and enjoying your time in Pittsburgh. I know you've said versions of it before, but how do you look at the Pirates, the ability to win here, what this city can do, what it can mean for you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't put much stock into losing games by one run. It's still a loss. You know, it still shows up as 0-1. You look at the roster, you look at the makeup of our team, and you look at some teams that are similar to us in years prior. We're losing a fair amount of games last year and this year by one run, which, you know, is just, hey, we're not doing enough to pull these games out. We're close. I really believe that. There's going to be some changes that have to happen for us to pull out those games, but you start winning 2, 3, 4, 5 1-run games, you know, in a 2-week span, the records start showing up a little bit different. Who knows? You know, come July, we're buyers, not sellers. And
well, that didn't happen. That was Paul Skeens from our Fan 5 Alarm event. It's July, and the Pirates are most definitely sellers, and they're in the basement. And Skeens goes tonight. He's no longer the favorite to win the NL Cy Young. Noah Hyles came on with Donnie and said, the biggest impact Paul Skeens will make on the Pirates is not what he does on the mound, but what he will bring back in a trade. And it's hard to argue that right now. I think he's right. Now, I don't necessarily think what they get back in a trade will kickstart a whole new era of winning baseball. But if I had to guess, is there a better chance the Pirates win with Paul Skeens and augment and supplement him with the moves they make, or somehow they make a trade where they get back multiple good players and that forms the nucleus of their next winning team. I mean, honestly, that seems more realistic and likely right now. Although this news that Ben Cherington might still be the guy calling the shots eventually on a deal like that is frightening. Getting texts and tweets from people saying John Parado is reporting that Ben Cherington is under contract through 2027. I just talked to John during the break and he said that's not true, but he is under contract through 2027. So that's still 2.5 years from now. Donnie, can we look up how much money was left on Hurdle and Huntington's deals when they were fired? They were let go in September of 2019. So how much time was left on both of those deals? Now, here's the thing about that.
Hurdle had 2 years left.
Hurdle had 2 years left, and we don't know about Huntington.
I got to look up his real quick, but Hurdle had two.
It doesn't matter anymore, because that shelling out money to both guys would be more than what they would owe just one guy, Cherington, to go away after with 2.5, or with at this point with 2 years. And let's say they wait until the end of the year. That means they got to pay him for 2 years, which is what they paid Hurdle to go away.
And Huntington also had two.
Yeah, then you know what? Then they can do it. That's 4 years that Nutting ate there with those two guys. He paid out four total years for dudes not to work. So if Cherington gets fired at the end of the season, then it's probably not even half the cost of what he paid those two guys to leave, because Hurdle was making a lot of money by manager standards at that point. 412-928-9370. We're going to have Bob Nightingale join us in 10 minutes. I'll ask him if he thinks that the Yankees are really interested in trading for Key Brian Hayes, because that rumor keeps popping up. Here's David in the North Hills. Hello, Dave.
Hey, David. How are we doing today?
Hey, man.
Hey, this decision about Bob Nutting keeping around Ben Cherington or whoever the higher up that is keeping him around tells me that the root of the problem still isn't in the GM or the manager. It's in the people running the show above them. If you give a guy a bottle of water and a bucket of dirt, all he's going to be able to make is is mud.
Yeah, we can't have you say that. Thanks, Dave. You tried. But that's what the Pirates do to people. It brings that out.
You got a whole 10 seconds in there.
Do you disagree with Heil's main point, though? That it's more likely they win with the guys they get back from Skeens than winning with Skeens? I think he's right.
I don't think it's a guarantee that that happens either.
It's
I mean,
not.
Look at the Nationals.
It's not. It's definitely not. But is it also, do you also think it's within reason that we see them this offseason go on a spending spree because they still have Skeens for a cheap salary? No, I don't. Do I think they're good enough internally to make very few moves and just count on the guys that they have to win next year? Also, no.
The other thing that is fair to point out, I didn't do this last night in the moment with Noah, but the Nationals were able to sell that to their fans a little bit better because they were on the heels of a World Series. Like, they were only, what, a couple of years removed, at most, of winning the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
If we so much as don't get a taste of winning, not even a playoff appearance, that's a completely different situation to me. The Nationals were able to trade their best player at such a young age, their star player, but they had just won a World Series.
I know. But it depends on the timing of the trade. if the Pirates haven't won anything with Skeens and everybody knows they're not going to re-sign him, then they're left no choice but to trade him. Like, they're backed into a corner on it. And you can, like, yeah, they're still going to get called out for not surrounding him with better players while he was here. It's an effed up situation all the way around. I heard him say to you during that interview last night, he doesn't think Paul Skeens will ever start a playoff game for the Pirates. I agree with him on that. What is there to make us think that in the next couple of years, there's going to be some transformative moment where it clicks for them and he's going to be the guy that's like leading the charge and is on the mound for game one of a playoff series? That seems like a total pipe dream. Do you disagree with that?
No, I don't. No. It just sucks.
Yeah. It's a painful thing to hear, but I don't think that Noah's like being, you know, controversial or just trying to say things to garner a reaction. I think he's being honest. Skeen said in that clip, they're close. It's one of the few things I disagree with him on. They've got one good hitter under the age of 26 in the entire organization, and he's at single A right now. A lot can happen. Connor Griffin. What happened to Tamar Johnson? What happened to that guy? What happened to him being like a future batting champion at second base? What happened to him being like the next Luis Arraez? Where'd that go? He's not on any top 100 lists anymore.
He's hitting 247.
247. And let me guess, he's not hitting for power. Is it 247 with like 20 bombs? I take that.
Eight.
What's his OPS? 710?
712.
He's an average hitter at double A. And he was what, the fourth pick in the draft? Follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan or X. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. Bob Nightingale, one of the best baseball insiders in America. Does he expect Keller to get traded? Does he think, as a siren goes off here on my phone as well? I don't know what this is about. Okay. Thank you.
Not sure what does that say? Mine was going off too.
Yeah.
And there's something going across my little board in here.
It says, Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency, Pennsylvania is experiencing a statewide intermittent 911 outage. Individuals experiencing issues contacting 911 are asked to contact their local 911 center on their non-emergency lines. Check your county's social media and website for more information. So that's why that went off. And you can't mute that on your phone. My phone...
No, like even if you have your sound off, it's going to...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Go off like that.
Pirates have lost six in a row. Draft is this weekend. Ben Cherington still calling the shots here. Nationals blew everybody out of there. John Parada reporting Cherington still has 2.5 years left on his deal. Questions abound based on that information. If he will remain Pirates GM after this year, despite the team struggles, last place, farther away from winning now than they were the year before Paul Skeens arrived when they won 76 games, on track to lose close to 100 games this year. And what direction they'll go in at the trade deadline. We know they're selling, but how much will they sell? All good topics and questions for our next guest, one of baseball's premier insiders, USA Today, Bob Nightingale on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Bob, one thing people want to keep telling me on Twitter is that the Yankees are interested in Key Brian Hayes. Do you believe that to be true?
Well, yeah, I do. They need a third baseman. Plays obviously great, great defense. They wish the offense came around. But there's a few teams, you know, dire need for a third baseman, but they're one of them for sure. He's underperformed to the contract, but, you know, to have him and have him for a few years would be right up the Yankees' alley.
Who are the other teams that you think might get into the Key Brian Hayes sweepstakes then?
I can see the Detroit Tigers certainly interested. They could use someone like them. Now, wouldn't rule out a team like the Arizona Diamondbacks kind of buy and sell where they dump Suarez because he's going to be a free agent. And then, you know, then you have a guy like Hayes, you know, to kind of build around for the next 4 or 5 years, at least, you know, you're going to have a third baseman. So they do have Lawler too. So it's more about, you know, probably more of a long shot. The Cubs, they're not, you know, Matt Shaw has struggled there, but I don't know if they would, if the Pirates would pull a deal with the Cubs being the same division.
Man, what a change that would be for the D-backs. Suarez might hit 50 home runs this year. I don't think Hayes is going to hit 50 in his entire career, Bob.
Yeah, no, he's supposed to, you know, everybody projected him to have bigger offensive numbers for sure. It hasn't happened. They do have a Jordan Lawler they can, you know, plug in. But, you know, teams, like him. The Pirates are probably better off holding on to him and trading him in the offseason. That way you could trade him to a team like the Dodgers, you know, who could use him. Max Muncy, he's got a club option, so they could walk away from Muncy and go from there as well.
Mitch Keller, do you anticipate he'll get traded between now and August 1st?
I do. Just so much smoke around him. Too many teams need starters. The fact you got him for a couple more years after this at low money. So, no, I think they can get quite a little haul for him for sure. So, no, I think he'll get moved.
Who is the team that would be at the top of your list of Mitch Keller suitors, Bob?
Well, I was only putting him, East Coast teams for sure. Toronto Blue Jays, Yankees, Mets, all those teams should be all in on him. You know, he's kind of the Mets' perfect type of guy because he's on the contract. They don't like paying, you know, big-time money to starters. And the Blue Jays are desperate for a top-three guy. So he's been in there as well.
There's been some discussion here that Ronnie Maurizio would be the player the Pirates would take back in that deal. Is he alone good enough, or do you think the Pirates would need more?
That would probably do it. Yeah, be close to it because you're taking on the money from the Pirates too. So, that would be close to doing enough for him for sure.
Interesting. We're talking to Bob Nightingale here from USA Today. Bob, what do people in baseball say about Paul Skenes and his situation with the Pirates right now in terms of when he'll leave and how he'll leave and things like that?
Well, just that he means so much to the franchise, generational talent, where I think people expect him to be there for at least the next 3-4 years. I don't think they can entertain any thoughts of trading him. Just means too much to the franchise, everything else. But, with the run support, it kind of reminds people of, King Felix days when, he pitched great and he just couldn't score runs. And, it's a shame for this guy to have a losing record. Might come up at the end of the season, like, can you have that bad of a record and still win the Cy Young Award?
Along those lines, FanDuel actually moved the odds here, and they have Zach Wheeler now favored to win the NL Cy Young. I don't know if you voted. You're obviously a voter, but what you vote on awards-wise changes year to year. Do you think that that's right at the moment, at the All-Star break? Do you think that Wheeler should be the front runner over Skenes?
I do. Yeah, I definitely do. And I think Wheeler would be the starting pitcher at the All-Star game as well, just for what he's done, being a veteran. Skenes started the All-Star game last year. So, no, I fully expect Wheeler to be the starting pitcher. And, if it was a Cy Young vote right now, I would think Wheeler, I'm not saying a runaway,
yeah,
but I think he'd be the heavy favorite.
O'Neill Cruz in the home run derby. Why is that? He only has 16 home runs, Bob.
They're just looking for names, kind of star power. I mean, why was Julio Rodriguez chosen from Seattle to make the All-Star team? There were guys having better years than him. It's Jack Chisholm really a home run hitter? No. I just think they're trying to kind of get some international flavor and some kind of pizzazz. Because, just on pure numbers, there's really no one in there that really belongs except for Raleigh. A lot of the big guys backed out. Eugenio Suarez wanted to do it and wasn't chosen. I'm not sure why that was.
All right, like we had talked about last segment, we've got a 911 issue here throughout the state, so we might have a few more of those throughout the show. People that are watching on YouTube wondered why there was dead air there, and that's because of the emergency alert system updates that are going to probably pump through here throughout the show until this issue gets resolved. Lot there from Nightingale. He gives a counterpoint to what Noah Hyles thinks and what I would think, that the Pirates eventually, very soon, would get to a point where Paul Skenes would be more valuable to them in a trade than on the team, saying that people within baseball think he'll be here for another 3 to 4 years. He also confirmed that the Yankees are indeed interested in Ke Bryan Hayes. I am surprised by that, because why would any team want a guy that, for the most part, can't hit? And he doesn't play great defense at a premium position. If he were a shortstop and you wanted to improve your defense, that's one thing. But, hey, a sucker's born every minute. If the Yankees want Ke Bryan Hayes' contract, they can have him. And I don't even need much back. So I am heartened as a fan to hear that that's actually a true thing, that it's actually a real possibility. Because usually Pirates fans get very annoyed and ticked off when they dump salary. This is a salary dump I would sign up for, Donnie. I would actually applaud the Pirates if they just shed Ke Bryan Hayes' contract.
And I just pulled up the Yankees prospects.
I don't think you're getting top prospects.
Well, no, I mean, you're not. They also only have one guy. Now, this is just MLB.com's rankings. They only have one guy in the top 100.
You're not getting him for Ke Bryan Hayes.
Well,
yeah.
I don't even know if I would want that top guy.
Really?
I would try to go after their second guy, Spencer Jones, the outfielder. 6'7", 240. Now, he is 24, but he's in I think he's in AAA, and he is hitting .297 this season with 21 home runs and 16 stolen bases.
Unless a team thought, and I'm not saying that he's going to turn into this guy, because it's completely, it's like a near impossibility. Unless somebody thought Ke Bryan Hayes had a glitch, like a hitting coach who you respected in your organization looked at him and said, I can fix this guy. All we need to do is get him here. And I was going to bring that up because that's pretty much what happened with Jose Bautista with the Blue Jays. It was a timing thing that they fixed, and then he went on to be a great home run hitter. Unless somebody thought that there was like a very easy fix with Ke Bryan Hayes as a hitter, no team in their right minds should trade anything of value for him. He is a very slick defensive player. He is the best defensive third baseman in baseball. I just don't think defensive prowess at third base means very much. You know who was a great defensive first baseman? Doug Minkiewicz. Who gives a crap? You know what I'm saying? Like, he was an all-time great defensive first baseman.
Noah also wondered last night if Hayes would be part of like a package deal that either had
IKF
or one of the relievers, if it's Santana, Bednar, Ferguson.
So he's a throw-in in the deal? Or
maybe even Keller, I don't know.
So he's the throw-in, or he's like the... Well, I guess with Keller, he would absolutely not be the main player. He would get thrown in the deal because the Pirates wanted to throw him in, or the other team wanted him back? Like, the Pirates are saying, hey, if you want Mitch Keller, you need to do us a favor and take the Ke Bryan Hayes contract? Is that the way he presented it?
No, not so much like that. Like, it could still be a team that actually wants both players. Like, they want relief help, let's say, and they want Santana or Bednar, and then they say, well, we have a pretty good offense, but if we, you know, could get a third baseman that we absolutely trust defensively and could toss in at number 9 in the batting order.
Yeah, I just don't... If we're talking about a guy that on a good team projects as a 9 hitter, their worst hitter, why would anybody give up something of value for that? For just third base defense? I don't get it.
That's where I think the Pirates could only get some value if they threw in another player.
Yeah. Well, the value to me is getting rid of the contract.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.